Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Tombstone Josh. Welcome to the show. Going to have a good time today. Going to be talking about one of my favorite bands of all time. And I'm going to be doing something a little bit different today, man. It's going to be a little weird. It's going to be off the track of what I normally do. But just want to throw this out there. I joined this page of fans of this band that we're going to be talking about today. And you know what? I was like, let's do something kind of like a radio-style show. What I want to do today is I wanted to open up the phone lines and invite a bunch of people in. And talk about this band and see what their thoughts are. The main topic of this episode is going to be reviewing the album. So let's go ahead and get this out of the way. The band is He Is Legend, one of my favorite bands of all time, from right up north, North Carolina. I'm in South Carolina. Always loved this band since the first time I heard them. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I wanted to invite everybody in to talk about this band because it's so awesome. It kind of feels like one of those underappreciated great rock bands. They just dropped an album on November 11th. 11-11 of 22, isn't that kind of funny? 11 plus 11 is 22, whatever. But so they just dropped a brand new album called Endless Hallways. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to review the album song by song, talk about the band a little bit, and then hopefully if somebody joins us, we'll get their thoughts on the band and the album as well. It's going to be kind of like a radio style show. That's what I am going for. And I hope you guys dig it, man. It's going to be something a little bit different today. And if you see me keep looking down, it's because I'm checking my notifications to see if anybody is ready to pop in here, and we'll let them on in, man. So let's get started without any further ado. Let's go ahead and talk about this band. So He Is Legend, like I said, is a band from North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, to be exact. I can still remember the first time I ever heard this band. And it's one of my favorite stories. It's always going to stick out to me because I felt like it was kind of like a slow day at work. And me and one of my best friends, Dennis, were working. And that particular time, it was like a late 90s, early 2000s. I wasn't really into what was popular on the radios. So I was still into Guns N' Roses, Black Crowes, stuff like that. My friend Dennis was like, man, you really like that kind of riffy, hard rock, but kind of old style music. And I was like, yeah, man, it's what I'm into. It's what my dad listened to. So I guess it's what I fell into. So he said, you need to check out this band. And the first song he played for me was Electronic Throat from the Suck Out the Poison album. And you know how it has that kind of southern just riff. Man, and I was hooked from that moment. Like, I could not get enough of that song in particular, but the whole album itself. I just listened to that whole album on repeat. So Suck Out the Poison was my introduction, but the first song I ever heard by them was Electronic Throat. So a funny story there is He Is Legend used to go by this other name by the Uriah Omen. That was like the first name of the first, I guess, what the band was at the beginning. There were another name called Uriah Omen before they became He Is Legend. And I saw them with a little band called Bludgeon long time ago, man. I remember they played here in Charleston together. What an absolute badass show, but I was just there to hang out with my friends. You know, I didn't know what I was seeing at the time. I didn't know it would be this band that I would grow to fall in love with. So that's my introduction to the band. Thank you, Dennis, so much for getting me into them because I've been hooked on them ever since. Really good time. And so this would be their seventh studio album. Endless Hallways is going to be their seventh album, unless you count the EP 91025. That was the first EP that they dropped, man. Absolute banger. Good stuff. Kind of had this kind of punky roots vibe to it, but very, very heavy stuff. And then, you know, I Am Hollywood was their first album. Such a great album. And then Suck Out the Poison came after that. It Hates You came a little after that. They had a little bit of a hiatus, and then they dropped Heavy Fruit, Few, White Bat, and then now this new one is Endless Hallways. So let's talk about, oh, we got a ringer. Might be having somebody join us here in a second. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this album, Endless Hallways. All right, so we got 12 songs here, okay? And when I seen that they were putting out a new album, I was excited. I was like, yes, man, I'm so glad we got some new music coming out, because it's been a few years since White Bat dropped, which, I mean, if you listen to the show already, you know I play that album a lot. I play some songs off that album for you guys. But I was ready. I was ready for some new stuff. I was like, man, how are they going to follow up such a great album like White Bat? Which is kind of funny because it's the same thoughts I have. And I was like, man, how are they going to follow up Few whenever they drop the White Bat? So Endless Hallways, 12 songs. To me, 8 out of 10. I'll go ahead and say that right up front. 8 out of 10. 8 stars out of 10 stars. Awesome, awesome, awesome album. I'm going to break down a little bit song by song, but there are no skips on this album. I'll go ahead and tell you that right up front right now. No skips on this album. Really, really good. And if you guys are ready, we're going to dive right in. The album opener is a song called The Prowler. So I played that song. Whenever they had their teasers last month about when the album was going to drop, The Prowler was one of those. Like, hey, check out this album. It's going to be badass. That's one of the singles that they dropped. So that is the album opener. It's absolutely perfect album opener, if you ask my opinion. I think it's an absolute banger. It kind of gives me some White Bat vibes, to be honest with you, because it just kind of has that nice, fast-paced, good pacing, kind of like, man, we're kicking off this album in style. And I feel like they nailed it right here with The Prowler. Really, really great way to open up the album. Number two, second track, is Lifeless Lemonade. This song has such a catchy, kind of groovy chorus. I dig it, man. I dig it so much. I love the kind of way that the song begins, and then it has these added in sound effects here and there throughout the song, and the double bass. Oh my God, man. Jesse, he has become one of my favorite drummers. And I just hate that they're not out there, man, because every single one of these guys are so talented from top to bottom. But Jesse has definitely become one of my favorite drummers. As a drummer myself, I super appreciate everything that he does. But yeah, Lifeless Lemonade is the second track. It's really, really good. The double bass is just so delicious. Coming in at number three, or the number three track on the album, is a song called Honey from the Hive. Now, this song kind of reminds me of something that would have been on the album Heavy Fruit a little bit. It kind of has that kind of vibe to it. But the slow pace, the song kind of has a slow pace of an opening that builds to this just kind of frantic kind of ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And it just kind of, it kind of builds. It goes back and forth. The verse is kind of swinging. You kind of get this swaying effect throughout it. The chorus is, it's just a beautiful ride that they take you on with this song. Track number four is called Return to the Garden. All right. So if you know anything about this band, or Skylar in particular, with the way that he writes his songs, it's almost like an MCU type of, we have an Easter egg here, we have an Easter egg there. There's a lot of different things going on. This is one of those nods. So there's a song called The Garden from the album Few that came out a couple years before White Bat. So this song is called Return to the Garden. Man, this song is freaking awesome. And just the chug, 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 chug at the beginning, it turns into this kind of poppy hook. And I really, really dig it, man. I think it's very, very chef's kiss. It's just kind of, but it reminds me of, it just reminds me of this nice, like, chug, 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 good riff to it, man. It's really, really good. So that's Return to the Garden. Lots of nuggets, a lot of good Easter egg. The lyrics, of course, are phenomenal in that song. I guess that person's having a hard time joining in with us, man. Might have to check on him here in a second. All right, track number five is a song called Circus Circus. It took me a few listens to get used to this one. I'm not going to lie to you there, man. It didn't really grab me at first, but it has grown on me. It kind of has this very groovy, kind of soul-y, but it definitely has this shining, kind of starring out, kind of very, has this great moments to it. I'll just say that. It has some great moments to it. All right, track number six is called Semi Stress. That's how I'm pronouncing it. It kind of looks like seamstress, but it kind of looks like semi-stress. I don't know. But anyways, it's another song that didn't really grab me right away. But I appreciate the guitar work that Adam has going on, man. All the riffs are really, really good. And the song has grown on me, man. So I really do appreciate all the guitar work in that song a lot. All right, track number seven. Track number seven. This is where stuff gets interesting, because there's always that one song. I feel like there's always the one song on every single He Is Legend album. it kind of acts like a break. You know what I mean? Like you have your good beats, you have your breakdowns, you have your franticness, you have all this stuff going on. But there's always that one song that kind of acts like a break, kind of like, hey, take your breath. We got some beautiful melodies here for you that's coming in. I think you want to just take a break real quick and enjoy this melody before we dive into the rest of this album. And this one kind of feels like I was saying, every one of the albums has that song. It just kind of feels like the one that would be radio friendly, not in a poppy kind of way, but just in a way that, man, this isn't going to like overpower a bunch of people. And I think this is it. The song is called Sour. I didn't say that already, but track number 7 is called Sour. It just feels like that perfect kind of break in the middle of all that storm of beautiful song that's going on. And I really, really dig it, man. Sour is such an awesomely just beautiful song, man. So I think of, just to give you an example. So if you think of the song Interloper, that song to me is like a break, but it's absolutely beautiful. The melodies are structured so perfectly, you know what I mean? It's like a perfect song. That's why I call it kind of like a radio friendly kind of song, because it just feels like one of those absolute just awesome songs to hear on the radio. Okay. Number 8, title track of the album, Endless Hallway. The album's title track, it's a beautifully written story by Skylar that is on top of this killer beat, and these riffs are just really, really good, man. So this song is awesome as well. I think the way they opened the album was perfect, but I think this one, just because it's the title track as well, would have been a great, great album opener as well. But they got this one down at track number 8. It's absolutely awesome. It's killer. I really dig it. All right, number 9. Track number 9. Let's go ahead and put a star next to this one, because as of right now, the one I listen to on repeat the most often, the one that I just keep turning back on, is Time's Fake. This is my favorite song on the album so far. I really, really dig it. The riff is absolutely killer, man. Adam, chef's kiss, man. The riff in this, the riff is phenomenal. I'll just go ahead and say that. Whatever. That's what hooked me. That's what grabbed me and makes me, every time the song kicks on, I'm like, yes, let's go. I drive for work. Sometimes I need that punch, that pick me up just to get me going. This is that song, man. This is that song. I really, really dig it. But it's kind of like that wake up call. Like, hey, we're getting towards the end of this journey. Why don't you wake up and pay a little bit of attention? That's what this song kind of feels like to me. And it wakes me up every single time. Track number 10 is a song called Sinkhole. The ending of this song alone, I feel like I've seen this in the group that I was talking about earlier. The ending of this song is worth the price of admission. I mean, it's good. It's so good. It's absolutely good, man. I mean, just the whole song is awesome, but the ending of this song is just, yes, thank you so much. I feel like that this, and the way it sounds, I would want this to be my alarm clock opener. You know what I mean? Like if I'm going to wake up to a sound, I want it to be the end of this song, man. It's just, it's absolutely cool. 11 is an interesting song. You know what I mean? It's also one of those, it feels like they have these kind of interesting songs that just come out of nowhere. Kind of think like Fritz the Dog from the Few album. This is one of those as well. The song's called Animals. It's just kind of funky. It's groovy. It's got this nice swing and sway to it. And it's like, hey, let's have a little bit of fun before we, hey, oh, I think we got somebody joining us. I believe we have somebody tuning in. This is cool, man. I feel like this worked out perfectly, because I'm getting towards the end of talking about each song. And if he pops in here.
Hey, can you hear me?
What's up, dude? Is that Mr. Mason?
That is.
What's up, man? I was just running through each track one by one. I'm going to finish up real quick, and then I'm going to talk to you. I'll throw you in here for a second. Okay, man?
Cool.
All right, so I was just wrapping up talking about the song Animals. I think it's a very funky, kind of groovy song that kind of gives you this fun vibe before you dive into the end of the album. And this is it. This is where we come to the closer. It's track number 12. It's a song called Lord Slug. I mean, what a badass name of a song already. But this song, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal, but it's absolutely beautiful at the same time. That even makes sense. We got a little bit of brutal. We got a little bit of pretty melody going on, but it's the absolutely perfect way to end this album. It kind of leaves this taste of heaviness that it just leaves this taste of heaviness in your mouth that makes you crave for more. And then that's when you hit the repeat button and you go back to the beginning of the album and you start it over. All right, Mason, if you want to pop back in here, man, I just went track by track, every song on the album. I give it an 8 out of 10 is going to be my rating. So what's up, man? How you doing tonight?
Dude, I'm doing well, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. This is the first time I've ever done kind of like a live radio show with my podcast. I just thought it would be a cool idea because that group we're a part of is awesome and full of great people.
But, yeah, I just saw an opportunity to talk about one of the greatest rock band, the greatest rock band. So it's like, yeah, dude, hell yeah. Why would I not?
Cool, man. So yeah, that's so tell me when at the beginning of the show I talked about how I first got into them, where I heard them the first time. Where did you find out about this band?
All right, so we had DirecTV. I was probably in middle school, and we had this like Christian music video channel.
Nice.
And they played like I discovered Beloved through that. I discovered Emery. I discovered them. Maybe even Under Oath. I can't really remember for them, but like, so that was my, I heard the Seduction, and then I torrented all their albums, and I've more than made up for it though. I've given those dudes more money than any other band, so
and they deserve it, man. They're so good from top to bottom. Where in the country are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, dude, I'm from Ohio.
Cool, man. Have they come your way any?
Yeah, we saw them. Me and my wife, my sister, we saw them several months back when they were touring with whoever they. I can't remember who they were with now.
There was they were with August Burns Red sometime, and then they were with Guar at some point.
It wasn't either of those. It was
okay. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad to see them because they are full of energy. Any show that you go to, there. I'm from South Carolina. They're from right above me, so they come down here pretty often. And so, yeah, I get to see them. They're full of energy, man. But, yeah, what do you think of the new album?
Dude, I love it, man. I feel like I need some more time to sit with it. Like, my sister texted me, like, her thoughts about every song. And it's just like, all right, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in that song without actually, like, looking at it and listening to it. But yeah, it's solid, man. It's a super solid album. I only caught the tail end of what you were saying.
That's cool, man. I'm gonna post this later so you can get my thoughts on each song. But do you have a favorite song off the album so far?
Dude, all right, I can give you three, but the first time I ran through it, Return to the Garden was like,
yes,
it's just that riff, man. I heard it in like 2018, they opened with it, and I had just been waiting for fucking 4 years, man, for them to use that in the song. So I was super stoked when I heard that. I had to restart the song, like, hold on, now that I know that this is about to blow my balls off, let me restart it. So
yeah,
that's really good. Circus is great, and Sour, those are probably my three favorites.
Hey, man, great choices. I'm not going to disagree with any of those. The Return to the Garden, another thing I was talking about before you jumped on, is Skylar always has these awesome Easter eggs, kind of touching songs from the past, and that's one of them. I just appreciate that they do.
Dude, you can hear a lot of like musical callbacks in a lot of these songs too.
Yes, sir, 100%. I think my favorite on the album so far is Time's Fake. That riff to me, Adam is just killing it. And I really enjoy that song.
Yeah, I like that one a lot as well.
So where would you, I know it's hard. Like you said, you need some time to sit with it. Cause I mean, even me, it's been what, 3 or 4 days since it dropped.
I already know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. Where would you say this one ranks versus some of the other ones? I feel like it's right up there, maybe neck and neck with White Bat as far as listenability, like re-listening to it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My introduction to him was Suck Out the Poison. So I was always, that album has a soft spot in my heart. But well, where do you think you would rank this one as far as compared to the other ones?
Well, It Hates You just is always going to be the album.
Cool, man.
This is, man, it's really solid. It's definitely, I would say it's top three for me.
Okay.
Just without like really giving it like a ton of thought.
Uh-huh.
It has to be. I don't know. Maybe that's just because it's so exciting. But it's really solid. There's only two songs that I don't really like. I don't know. Haven't stuck with me yet.
Yeah. I get that same feeling.
What are the songs that you feel like are going to take some time to grow on you?
So the I don't know if it's pronounced seamstress or semi-stress, but
seamistress.
Oh, seamistress. Okay, there you go. That makes a little bit more sense. That one, and probably one you said that was one of your favorites, Circus. Those two didn't grab me at first, but I definitely appreciate what's going on, and maybe a couple more listens, I'll be hooked on them.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, what do you Seamistress think about
is Circus song?
I mean, I loved the weird, like,
yeah,
Adam is always doing some weird shit like on guitar, so I really love that. The vocal thing kind of threw me off at first, but I think I like it. Yeah. And then just like, is that, I think it's in 7. Yeah, like it's in 7, which I don't think I've heard from, I mean, I'm sure it's, I don't really think about Time 6 too much, but like that was just cool. And just the progression and everything. It was just it was catchy. It was solid.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Nice, man. So let's talk about the It Hates You album so much, man. Why do you dig that one a lot? I'll just say right off the rip, I always pronounce it wrong, but the album opener, the Decephalus, or I always call it the Dilophosaurus song is what I call it. but that song is badass, and everybody I know has fangs. I mean, those are always in my rotation. But what do you dig so much about that album?
I just want to say I empathize with you because I have no idea how to pronounce that, and every time I have to like talk about it, I kind of just, you know, mumble it a little bit. Like, yeah, fake it till you make it. But yeah,
let me text you the name of this song real quick.
Yeah, I'll write it down on a napkin.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It has a lot of. I was talking about this with some people on Reddit today, but like, it has a lot of longer songs, which just in general I've kind of become a fan of, and really that's because of this album. Like Stranger Danger is like 7.5 minutes, Mean Shadows almost 7, Nasty is not as long as it feels, but it's by far my favorite song of theirs.
Gotcha. Yep.
I don't know, it's I think the mastering could be better. It's a little dated in that way, but like,
true,
it's solid, man. The songwriting is just, it moves a lot more. It's more varied. I feel like the last two albums have just been a little more like kick you in the balls, which is great.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, you know, I like the vibey stuff or whatever, which thankfully, like, we still have some of that on the new album. Lord Slug, you mentioned how much you love that song. And, dude, I couldn't agree more. The verses on that song are really pretty.
Right on. Hey, I don't know. I thought more people would jump in on this, but I'm going to go ahead and throw this question at you while I'm trying to kill some time here. His Legend doesn't feel like one of those bands that would release a greatest hits album. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree.
Yeah. So
I've never really thought about that, but.
Yeah, I kind of look at this album as like they've taken nuggets from every single other album. It's like, okay, this is what you love from this one. We're going to throw it in here. I feel like each song kind of encapsulates a beautiful thing they've done on other albums, you know, like The Prowler almost feels like a White Matt song, and The Garden almost feels like a song from Few. And then you have some stuff like, you know, Widow of Magnolia, stuff like that in there. And I just feel like this would be like a greatest hits just without, you know, redoing old songs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. You know, so I didn't listen to any of the new songs. Well, that's not true. I listened to the first two.
Yeah.
And then the second batch, I try not to spoil the album before it comes, because ideally I just hear it all at once.
Yeah.
So I didn't listen to Sour at all before the album. And I was really, like, once it kicked in, instantly felt like it was something off of I'm Hollywood. So it was really cool to, like, just that progression and that, even the guitar tone. It was very reminiscent of that. And then Animals, the guitar in the beginning, feel like they took that straight from Electronic Throat, I think is the one.
Yeah, cool, I can see that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I kind of compared Animals to like Fritz the Dog a little bit. Kind of has that weird kind of swing groove to it.
Oh yeah, definitely. But like the notes that Adam is playing, I mean, it's in the same key and everything. It's pretty cool when you like pull them up side by side.
Yeah, man, that's sweet. That's cool, man. So yeah, I'm glad that you love this band. I love them a lot as well, and I'm glad you were able to jump on here with me, man. So is there anything else you want to talk about the band at all?
Dude, long live He Is Legend. That's really all there is to say about it.
Right on. I said this a little bit earlier too, but they used to go by the name the Uriah Omen before they did the whole He Is Legend thing. And I saw them with Bludgeon a long time ago before I even knew who they were. And as soon as my friend reminded me, was like, yeah, that's the same band that played the Come Down by Bush. I remember they did a cover of that song that night. I was like, oh my God, that's the same band? Because you know Matt absolutely kills it on the bass. So that song sounded phenomenal just by them. I wish there was a version of that, of their version, you know, out there somewhere to download. But yeah, I absolutely love this man, and I think it's cool finding friends that dig them too, because they're not mainstream, which is an absolute. It feels like it's a travesty that they're not mainstream, but the greatest underrated rock band of all time is definitely His Legend.
You know, I think it, I don't want to take up, you know, I don't want to be your only guest here, whatever. But like.
It's cool, man.
It makes it so much more special. Like I was working, I lived in Atlanta, you know, a couple of years back, and I was working at a music venue, And the only time in my life, not at a He Is Legend show, I saw somebody come in with what, like, I think it was the purple fuchsia or whatever. And okay. It was just like, dude, I love your shirt. You're the, like, I was so stoked. Like, and I still, yeah. like, I haven't been that stoked seeing a band tee in my whole life.
That's cool, man. Yeah, whenever you find, yeah, I hear you, man, because there's, it was like, it feels like they came around at that right time where there was just a bunch of crap on the radio anyways. And you're just like, hey, you know what? This band is awesome. This is who I'm riding with. What yep. other kind of stuff are you into, man?
Dude, I love The National is one of my favorite bands to, like, switch gears entirely. Yeah, a lot of good bands. 68, He Is Legend, Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, nice.
All kinds of stuff.
Cool, man. Right on. Well, Dad, definitely appreciate you hanging out with me, man. This is it's been great, man. Joining me now on the show is Chris. Super stoked he's here to hang out with me and talk about He Is Legend as a whole. I'm super stoked to hear about what you thought about the album and the band in general, man. So how did you get your start? How did you first get into listening to him?
Right. My younger brother, he was hanging out with a bunch of people who were into, like, the post-hardcore scene. And so when I Am Hollywood was getting big, a lot of the kids that were into that liked He Is Legend. So they're also fans of bands like Seosin and Under Oath and stuff like that. I actually didn't really care for that kind of music all that much. I like uh-huh. it a little bit more now, but yeah, I was more into like Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, stuff like that. And then, but I was drawn to certain elements of it. Then Suck Out the Poison came out and I was like, all right, there's definitely shift in the direction, I guess. And there was some stuff on that I liked. And then yeah. It Hates You was like, I mean, that's my Desert Island album is It Hates You. So
cool, man. I'm definitely hearing that a lot. Do you have a favorite track off of It Hates You that just sticks with you?
Yeah, Mean Shadows, the last one.
Oh, man, what an awesome song. I'm a big fan of Everybody I Know Has Fangs. That's a good one. And then what I'm finding that's been like a funny trend talking to other people is we all love the song, but we don't know how to pronounce it. I call it the Dilophosaurus song, but I guess it's Deciphorus
the first track on that album. Yeah,
yeah, man. It's an awesome way to open the album. And I really enjoy it.
I agree. Yeah, I love that, like, bluesy, guess you call it, like, a bridge or something, jam spot in the...
Yeah, it's like I like how everybody digs that song, but we're not exactly sure how to pronounce it. Like, if we're going to suggest it to a friend, we're like, let me text you the name of this song for you to look up real quick. Well, that's cool, man. So thinking about their progression from where they started to where they are now, what do you think of the band as far as diversity and how they just continue to push barriers with their sound?
That's a great question. I'm just, well, I guess like it depends when it comes to when a band does something like that, it's kind of, it depends on the listener, because if they go to like styles of music that you're just not into, but like all the styles that they've gone into, they've got into some like Chili Peppers type stuff on Heavy Fruit. And, there's really every style of music that they've incorporated. You know, I can find something I like in the Chili Pepper sounding stuff, the black metal sounding stuff.
Yeah.
I was already a fan of bands and the different styles of music. A little bit of like ambient post metal stuff, maybe a little bit of like, maybe some nods to ISIS and stuff like that. So like I was, So I was already a fan of the stuff. When they would go in a new direction, there were already like different things I had to like reference it to that I was like, hard to explain, but
yeah,
really into it. Yeah.
I enjoy when a band doesn't stay in a pocket, doesn't stay to their niche. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? Some bands stay with what works for them. You know what I mean? But I like the way that He Is Legend pushes barriers and they're diverse and they just change up so many things. All right. So you're a big fan of the It Hates You album. Let's talk about the brand new album that just dropped. I'm super into it. Recency bias probably plays into that. How do you feel like it stacks up against the others and what are your thoughts on it right now?
Yeah. So it's like It Hates You for me, and that I just want to listen to it front to back. I've only had time to listen to it once at this point, but I'm excited to listen to the album. Like, I'm not excited to go back to this, or I mean I am, but like I'm more excited to listen to the album as opposed to go back to listen to that song or that song. I'm excited to just play it front to back.
I feel like it's telling
more so than the three that came before it. So I was a fan of all of those, Heavy Fruit, Few, and White Bat. But yeah, for this one, I would say it's even more so than that. Like, I just want to put it on, I like hearing it front to back.
Yeah, right on, man. I feel you from the first track to the end. Like, it feels like a good journey that they take you on, like the wave of emotion you ride through all the different stories that Skylar's telling and the different things that they're doing musically. It's just, it's a fun ride, man. I enjoy it. There's no skips on the album. So yeah, you have any other thoughts about the band? You want to talk about some other people you like? Have you ever seen He Is Legend live?
Yeah, three or four times. The first time I saw him was actually this venue in Waco, Texas, this place called Art Ambush. And it was rad. I remember they closed with, what do you call it, Clouds, the last song on Out the Poison. Yeah. And their guitar player improvised this solo. You know that part where they have the female vocals on that song?
Oh, yeah.
So at that part, he improvised this solo that was so cool and so trippy. And that was a magical live music moment. But yeah, seeing him come up with that on the fly, and it sounded so spontaneous but so inspired, it was rad.
Right on, man. Yeah, I enjoy seeing him live. So much energy. I'm a drummer myself, so watching Jesse drum is like kind of like being otherworldly for me. It's like watching him play, it's like, oh my god, how is he doing all this? So I appreciate seeing him live. But yeah, what other kind of stuff are you into, man?
Soundgarden, Tool, Perfect Circle, Alice in Chains,
right on,
Mastodon, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin,
cool.
Some of the Chili Pepper stuff.
I got
it. Yeah. What about you?
I'm into some Guns N' Roses. I'm like stuff my dad got me into. You know what I mean? Guns N' Roses, Black Crowes, Skid Row, stuff. Van Halen. I'm a big Van Halen fan.
Yeah, me too.
But I do enjoy He Is Legend. I enjoy Foo Fighters. Some more recency stuff. I guess maybe what's it called when you like a band that's not very popular? Or like, what's that?
Underground.
What's that?
An underground band? Or
no, it's like Guilty Pleasure. My Guilty Pleasure band's probably Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I enjoy them, you know what I mean? Every now and again, I want to put on something like that.
I guess Limp Bizkit would be my Guilty Pleasure band, I guess, in that spirit. I like the way that they play together.
Yeah, I get that. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just feel like in the mood for something out of the ordinary and you just throw it on. You know, whatever makes you happy, I'm all for. But yeah, man, I appreciate you joining me. I like putting a spotlight on this band, anybody that's a fan of them, because it feels like there's not as many out there that I know. So whenever I joined that page on Facebook and I'm kind of getting some friends just from being on there, I was like, you know what? I want to throw the microphone to them and let them talk about this band we all love, because they feel underappreciated, underrated. Not enough people know about them. And I feel like that needs to be pumped up. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And on some level, it's a, at this day and age, it's up to people like you to do that. So yeah, I appreciate you doing it, because I totally agree with that.
All right, joining me now on the show is another guy I met through this awesome Facebook page dedicated to the awesome band He Is Legend. Super stoked that he's joining me, man. Welcome to the show, Steve. How's it going, my friend?
I'm doing all right for, what is it, Tuesday? You know?
I hear you, man. This week feels like it's dragging already, man. But thanks for doing this. It's super cool.
Absolutely.
So yeah, tell me, I've been asking everybody so far, how did you fall upon this awesome band that is He Is Legend?
Kind of twofold. I was in bands and stuff in high school, so people would always show us new stuff. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster came about, and then I live super close to St. Louis, so Story of the Year was a huge thing.
Wow, and nice.
So the collaboration of listening to those two, and then my first Story of the Year show was actually when He Is Legend was opening for them.
Okay, cool.
And it was at the Pageant in St. Louis. Like I said, He Is Legend was the opener. We had listened to I Am Hollywood maybe for the week before, because we were trying to figure out the opening bands and how cool they were going to be. Yeah. Fell in love with I Am Hollywood. And then whenever we got there, they just blew us away. It was it's raw, it was gritty, it was nasty, but it was just way too much fun. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're putting they like, how, I don't even know how you describe them, because they have this kind of just rough exterior, if you want to say that, but they have such a beautiful sound that comes out of that. It's kind of like a weird, it's like kind of a weird transition that you go through.
And they're just amazing people. Every time they come through St. Louis, they always play these smaller clubs. One of them is Foo Bar that they used to frequent a lot. And it's right down the street from a really nice whiskey bar. And I would always see Skylar there. I would always buy him a drink before I went to the show. And it's just, I mean, seeing them out in public, you wouldn't know they were in a band or whatever, but they are the nicest humans I've ever met.
Yeah, it's true. The only one of them I've encountered, oddly enough, is Adam, the one that doesn't talk much. But I had to tell him how much I appreciated the guitar solo in the Beaufort song from the album. Yeah. I just tell him whenever they were here in Charleston. So what part of that? So you're from St. Louis, or?
Yeah, so actually about an hour north in Illinois. It's Podunk.
I hear you. Cool. Yeah. So you fell upon them on a young age. Did you stick with them throughout, even like when that hiatus hit? Did you kind of just still keep listening to them, or did you kind of go other ways and then recapture them once they came back together?
Oh, dude, since 2005, I haven't stopped listening to them. They just
talking about
they. I don't know, like, I know I'm pretty sure a lot of people would say, like, the fine wine, they get better with age, but it fucking blows me away every single time they drop an album. It just is 10 times better than the one right before it that I thought could not be topped. It's insane.
Yeah, progression. Man. I was the exact same way when I seen this was coming out. I was excited. I was like, how are they going to top White Bat? And it might be recency bias, but it feels like this one's pretty damn good, man. It's right up there. So the front part of this episode is me going through each track, talking a little bit about each song, and then me ranking the album. But let's talk about it. Where does this rank for you as far as versus all of their other albums?
It's up there, man.
If you had to say one, I'll just go ahead and say right now, the consensus I've gotten so far is It Hates You is a lot of people's favorite.
Yeah.
So what would you say your favorite?
My favorite album definitely It Hates You. I remember the day that came out, I went to Best Buy as early as I could. I'm pretty sure I was in college. So it was probably, you know, around noon, maybe 1 o'clock. And I put that thing in my Walkman and devoured it for probably 3 days straight on my dad's couch. And I went through all the lyrics, and again, it blew me away. Like the way Skylar writes his lyrics and his rhymes and stuff like that. It's up there with one of the best songwriters, along with Keith Buckley from Every Time I Die, because of the wittiness and their way with words. It's just special.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Something I haven't brought up just yet, but you reminded me, is that with Skylar's writing, if you listen to some of his interviews, he does have an influence in hip hop, and R&B kind of influences the way he writes and does songs. And you can see that the way his lyrics are phenomenal.
Every time. So actually, funny enough, you bring up the hip hop thing. I knew that those guys were into hip hop because of some YouTube video I saw back in 2005.
Wow.
So whenever they played that first show that I saw in St. Louis, they had this lull in their set, and he's like, all right, and it was Skylar screaming in the mic, and you know, it was very quiet in the show because nobody knew who they were.
Yeah,
but the Skylar just yells out, he's like, all right, this next one you're gonna need some dancing boots, y'all. And I started doing the hip-hop, like, all right, he picked me out of the middle of the crowd, and he goes, this guy gets it, let's do this.
Wow. Yes. Nice. Sweet. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Cool. So It Hates You, your favorite. We'll say your favorite album of all time as for now. How does this one stack up against it, though?
So I have an actual tattoo on my back for White Bat because of how much I love that album. The time in my life when it came out, just it really hit, because I don't know if it was like an identity crisis, but like that album reassured me that like my punk and heavy roots are still like grounded.
Yeah. And love that.
But yeah, White Bat is huge, and Heavy Fruit is a big one for me.
Cool, man.
For sure.
I dig that. So that's cool. So you're with me. You agree that they've progressed throughout the years. You know, they kind of blow you away with how they came about just kind of out of nowhere, and they've just continually progressed. And push the boundaries of their sound, which I love, man, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
So if you were, if, before we talk about the new album, pick maybe what your favorite song is off the new album and what you think about it. If you were kicking off your He Is Legend playlist, like you're going on a long road trip, what's the first song that's going to come on?
Dicephalus, or yes, Dicephalus, or whatever it is.
Man,
is
this
that not?
That
is this
that,
not?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, is it not one of the greatest album opening songs of all time?
100% agree, but I love that you said it because everybody, every time I'm talking to somebody about it, I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce this song. I'm calling it the Dilophosaurus song because that's what I see. And that's just what I go with. You know what I mean?
So I've always called it Dicephalus.
Yep. It's a weird one, but yeah, it is an absolute banger of a song. I can't disagree with you more. I can't agree with you more, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. For let's sure. talk about Endless Hallways, man. Dropped this past Friday. It's been on rotation for me, man. I drive for my job and I've had it on constantly and I'm really digging it, man. How you feeling about it so far?
I'm the exact same way. I listen to it as much as possible. We're kind of doing some upgrades to the house because we're hosting Thanksgiving this year. And while my kids are doing their stuff and I'm in doing my stuff, I'm cranking the He Is Legend and they're yelling at me to turn it down.
Like, no way, man. Sorry about it.
Yeah. When you guys pay bills, you can make them calls.
Exactly. So, okay. Which song has grabbed you so far off the album? Which one's your favorite?
Dude, it just depends on the day for sure.
Okay. Nice.
Like, there's some days where I'm all about Prowler. I get the Lord Slug is very, very fun. And if like, I don't know, they have to maintain that one is like the ender of their set from now on. Cause that's just a killer ending.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's beautiful, man. I love it so much. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, this one, we talked about He Is Legend. We talked about the new album. What other bands are you into, man?
Every Time I Die, Thrice, Maylene and the Sons of Disaster,
yeah.
Story of the Year, of course, being from the St. Louis area, you cannot not love those guys.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Those bands, I found them all right around the same time. And like around that 2003 to 2005, it was big time in my like musical journey. And yeah. Yeah, those were the biggest influences. They're huge influences on why I play music.
Cool, man.
I don't usually play that style of music, but it's because of them that I picked up an instrument.
Right.
But yeah.
That's cool, man. That's great. I love to hear that. So I'm glad you joined me. This was a ton of fun, man. It seems like we have a lot of the same tastes. I feel like I'm finding that out, man, is that the community... It's weird to say that they're an underrated band because they're so phenomenal, but I feel like enough people don't know about them. So kind of me doing this is my way of saying, hey, here's a spotlight. Let's talk about these guys.
So it's funny you say that because every time I go to shows, I always run into some of the guys from Story of the Year. And the bass player, Adam, is the biggest He Is Legend fan I've ever met in my life. So it always, we always end up chatting about, you know, what He Is Legend's up to or this, that, and the other. And then it always comes back to why the fuck are these guys not playing humongous crowds of 2,000, 3,000 on a fucking Wednesday? But these guys, like the last time my wife actually went to a show with me was to see He Is Legend for her first time.
Wait.
She's not into the music at all. She did it for me. And, dude, there were maybe 60 people at the show and it blows my mind because they're not only good writers and everything, they're amazing performers and they're just good humans. I hate not seeing them be more successful because I know they should be like up there selling out fucking 1500, 2000 cap shows. It's insane to me that they're not bigger.
I 100% agree, man. And I feel like it's going to be my job, our job, to kind of just help keep putting them out there and spreading the word, man, because maybe word of mouth is the way to go since album sales isn't really a thing anymore. But, you know, be a friend, tell a friend is like one of those sayings where, hey, man, you need to check this band out and hopefully progress from there.
Oh, I try and push it on all my coworkers. And anytime they come to town, I'm always just be, you know, posting it on Facebook. Anybody that wants to have fun tonight, come on out.
Right. Cool. Well, thank you so much, man. This was an absolute blast. I love talking about this band and finding friends that love them as well, dude. So I greatly appreciate it, man. It's been a good time.
Absolutely. I appreciate you inviting me, Josh. Thank you.
No problem, dude. Have a good night, my friend.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
See ya. All right, as we're winding down on what has been probably one of my favorite shows that I've done, just wrapping up this phenomenal experience it's been so far, I think we're going to have a couple of people join in right now. Garrett and Ben are going to come in and talk about He Is Legend, talk about his brand new album. First things first, how are you doing, guys? How's your night going?
Good.
Fantastic.
Nice, man. That's yeah, good brother. To hear. So we can go back and forth talking about the band, but maybe you guys can tell me how you first found out about them. You know, your introduction to He Is Legend.
Definitely. Yeah. You want to go ahead, Ben?
Yeah, I'll kick this off. I actually saw them as an opener about 15 years ago. I think they opened for Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low, if you guys are familiar with that band.
Okay.
Down in San Diego. So killer show. But yeah, they just caught my attention immediately. So, you know, that was my first exposure. Just never look back, you know, and I just love to hear the progression as they've kind of matured and you know, put out these new albums.
Right, man. Perfect, man. How about you, Garrett?
Well, luckily, I grew up and still live in Wilmington, where they're from. So I kind of had that, like, growing up, I just knew of them as a band that was popular in our local scene. But I didn't get really turned on to them until like 06, 07. I was like 13 or 14. And my friend showed me Electronic Throat. And that was the first song I heard by them. And it was way heavier than anything else I had listened to. And just, you know, one of those moments when you're hearing new music and you're like, whoa, this is new and different. And, you know, just kind of blew my socks off.
That's cool, man. Ben, were you saying you're on the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas currently. West Coast. Oh, yep.
That's awesome, man. So far I've talked to somebody in Vietnam, middle of the country, East Coast with me, and now West Coast over there with you, man. That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool the reach of all the fans, you know, that are part of this, because it does feel like they're such an underrated, underappreciated band, but they're just so good, man. So it's kind of good to put that spotlight on them. And so first impressions, let's talk about, you know, maybe what's your favorite album by them? Have you seen them live?
Yeah. So I've seen them live countless times. Like I said, I saw them down in San Diego when I first saw them. And then I've probably seen them in 5 or 6 different states. I've lived all over the place. So everywhere I go and they come to town, you better believe I'm there. So, you know, favorite album, song for song, probably Suck Out the Poison.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, I love that album even to this day. Yeah. But yeah, so seen him a ton of times, and you know, it's hard to pick favorite, but Suck Out the Poison, I'd say, just song for song.
Well, that was my introduction album to them as well. I dove back to the EP and then just kind of stuck with them all the way. But how about you, Garrett? What's your go-to album?
Go-to it, I mean, on any given day it could rotate between a few that kind of compete for that top spot, but if I had to pick one, it's probably It Hates You.
Nice.
But
that was my second. I almost picked that one, but
man, that album. But I've got a real soft spot for Suck Out the Poison too. And like that album, I mean, they're all unique, but Suck Out the Poison has just such that, like, it just sounds like you're in a swamp, you know, and it's just got this sludgy southern fried heaviness to it. That's just really cool.
Yes, sir. That's what I love about it. It's got that little bit of that southern sound.
Yeah.
You know, it's heavy, but it's still clean. I mean, but yeah, with that southern draw, you gotta love it. So.
And I've caught them live too. Three times. Each time, one thing that's kind of cool about it is that each time it has been for one of their album release shows. So I saw them on their Heavy Fruit album release show, which was a great tour co-headlined with Maylene. So that was just awesome. And then the White Bat album release show. And then just recently last weekend for the Endless Hallway release show.
Cool, man. That's awesome. So I was asking, you guys both said you had seen them live, and I asked it again like a doofus. But I was kind of going for somebody that hasn't seen them live, how would you encapsulate what a live show by them is like?
Loud,
yeah.
Energetic. I mean, that was the first thing. It was just like ear piercing, and I say that in a good way. You know, and they just bring so much energy and you know, Skylar and his dance moves, dude. That was, I was hooked, man. I'm like, man, he's just dancing on stage, but they're, you know, metal, bringing it. So
yeah, high energy, and like an interesting like personality juxtapositions, you know, because Adam is like so like stoic and playing and killing it. And then Skylar is super, super charismatic, you know, but it's just a, yeah, it's a unique live experience. Definitely.
Yeah. 100%. I agree with that. I'm a drummer. So I watch a drummer, and their drummer, Jesse, is phenomenal. He's almost like, you would think he's like an octopus back there with all the shit he has going on. But yeah, they put on an absolutely killer live show. I asked this to the last person. If you were doing a road trip and you were going to run through the list of songs, what song is kicking off your playlist?
Man,
I was scared that something like this is going to come up, where I was going to have to pick a song, and it's already hard enough picking an album. Now we got to whittle down a song to kick off.
Kickoff song.
Yeah, the kickoff song. You know, I saw the White Bat tour, and they opened with White Bat, and I mean that was it. I think that was the one that would top it off.
That's a great opener, man. It's a great album, man. Good choice.
That's one of the ones that popped into my head, but I think Attack of the Dungeon Witch.
Nice, great pick.
Yeah.
I like it. I dig that. It's hard, like you guys are saying, it's hard to pick songs. As you can see, I got Buckethead back here. Man's got thousands of songs. You know what I mean? Whenever I throw my bucket list playlist on, it's hard to pick, you know, which one I want to kick it off with. But yeah, so all right. So this is fun. Let's talk about the brand new album. Just came out a couple of days ago. How much have you dove into the album?
Quite a bit. I mean, I'm probably five or six times through completely. You know, and yeah, I think with He's Legend, you have to listen to it at least that many times to really pick it apart and just hear everything that's going on. They're such a complex band, you know, which is something I appreciate about them. You know, just with the two guitars, you know, and everything going on, Skylar's lyrics, and just to pick it apart, you really have to listen to it a few times. So, but yeah, you know, I've been as thorough as I can be, but I'm sure I'll still be finding things as I go along.
I gotcha. How about you, Garrett?
Yeah, it's about the same, five or six times through, I think, completely. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's not so much that the album has to grow on you, for me at least. Like, there's definitely been bands and albums that are like that, where it's like, I didn't get into it at first, but it grew on me. You kind of make yourself listen to it. And this is, it's not like that, but it's like there's just so much to absorb that you really do have to give it multiple listens. And I remember, like, just thinking back, it was that way with, like, everything from, I just remember listening to, like, Heavy Fruit and Forward that way, you know, when they came out, immediately listening multiple times and just digesting everything. And you know, one of the cool things, like you touched on, Ben, with the lyrics, all of the like interweaving that goes on between the He Is Legend universe, you know, like how Animals references like Jezebel, which is like a throwback to The Seduction, and references I Picked This Rose For You, which throws back to China White, and just little tiny things all through their discography like that you just you don't catch it until you really like live with the record.
Yeah, that's one of the things I find. It's like, I agree with you guys, it's hard to pick just that one song, because each album almost feels like a book that you have to read cover to cover. So picking just one chapter out of that book is tough, but you know, some of them grab you differently. Do you guys, speaking on that note, do you have a favorite song from this album so far?
Yeah, so mine would be what's that, the last track, Lord Slug, is it called?
Yes.
Yeah, Lord Slug.
I mean, that one really hit for me. So it's got all the elements, you know, it's that mysterious sound that Adam brings with his guitar. It's got that scream at the end that I love, you know, and it's that one hits for me.
Cool, man. Yeah.
There's a few that are, I mean, it's just like their albums. They all jockey for top spot, you know, at least a handful of them do. But if I had to pick one, just one, it would probably be Sour. Yeah, I just love how melodic Sour is. And it's a little bit of a different sound to most of the rest of the album.
Yeah,
that intro especially, just those that note progression in the beginning.
Yeah,
it's interesting, you know. It's something new, but it's I love it how they play around with that.
And the chorus, you know, like it's not, it never like falls into just pop, but it's just infectious. It's just catchy, you know. It's heavy and catchy at the same time, but it's still, you know, complex. And I don't know, they do a great job of kind of weaving together all of those things in one often, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you guys there. With that song, I love how they pull back for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting, I was saying, whenever I'm breaking down each track, you kind of get that break right there. Just kind of catch your breath before you take the rest of the journey. That's just a nice, cool ride, man. So yeah, I love that song too. Right now for me, Time's Fake is that riff by Adam. That one stands out to me the most. It just kind of gives me that punch I need to get me through my day for the last couple of days. That's the one I'm stuck on lately. So that's cool, man.
Yeah, you guys, for sure.
You guys have any other thoughts about the band that you wanted to share?
I mean, this one didn't disappoint. You know, I didn't expect it would, but it exceeded expectations. You know, this album in particular has all the same sounds you'd expect. But you know, like I said, when I was talking about Sour in that intro, you kind of hear some new things that they're playing with. You know, the pinch harmonics are on point. Adam's doing this new thing. I don't think I've heard it in any other albums. It's almost sweep. I don't know the technical term for it.
On Lifeless Lemonade, he does this like pick.
That's it.
Sound.
That's it. Yeah. That's
yeah.
What,
yeah.
It's so heavy and oh my God, dude. Yeah. So, and I don't think I've heard that in any other album. So he's just putting new things, new elements in there. So
that's that, funny. Yeah. You picked that up, man. I picked up the same thing. Like when I first heard Lifeless Lemonade, I'm like, what is that? It's not a pinch harmonic, but it's something. Yeah. I think it's a pick scrape. But it's just so like ear piercing.
Yeah. It's metal.
It is. Yeah. Something I thought, I'm not running the podcast, but you asked favorite song. It makes me think, what is a song or a couple of songs that you guys go to if, and I'm sure you've both been in this position where you're trying to introduce someone new to the band, because they're you could go from something that's super like Southern heavy to something that's, you know, super early 2000s post-hardcore to like how dense and layered and thick it is now. I mean, there's just so much. Like, what do you turn to when you try to turn someone onto this band?
I got you. You want me to go first? Because I got a couple that come to mind.
Yeah, for sure.
I try to sell this band on so many people, but I like to go with a song like Interloper because I like to show their diversity and how awesome they are. So I like to go with Interloper, Attack of the Dungeon Witch, and then like Sand. You know what I mean? I feel like you're getting all kinds of different elements there as far as what they can do. You know, you kind of get a punk element, you kind of get a heavy element, and then you get that beautiful melody with like Interloper. I feel like those are my go-to. And I'm like, hey, check this song out. This band is worth checking out, man. So those are mine.
Cool.
Yeah. For me, if I know they're not too much into metal, you know, maybe pull back on that. And Eastern Locust is always my go-to that I'll share. I just think it's a just overall beautiful song. So something like that or Heavy Fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, for my metal friends, it'd be something like Stampede or I Am Hollywood, of course, you know. Yeah. So those would be my go-tos. And I just kind of have to judge based on, you know, who I'm sharing it with, because they cover so many spectrums, you know, when it comes to music. So
yeah. I usually like it usually ends up being a handful of songs, like five or so that I'll show someone. But I almost always I start with Everyone I Know Has Fangs. I just feel like it's such a just really encapsulates their sound to me. Like, you know, it reminds me of like a song like White Bat, you know, where it's just like it gets in and it's intense right from the get go. And it busts into this chorus that's just super easy to hang on to. And it just keeps going and it keeps going. And it's got this heavy end, but it's not too long. It's not too Southern. It's not too like early 2000s sounding. It's just like, if I could bottle their sound in 3.5 minutes, to me, it's that song. And then like, depending on reaction, I'll go to like something like Electronic Throat or White Bat, you know, or something like that.
Good call. Great choices right there too, man.
I'm also a big
fan of Beaufort. That guitar solo at the end of that song is like, you know, I show it to my guitar player friends. I'm like, hey, you know, these guys don't just scream and make a bunch of noise. Listen to what's going on right here. So
yeah.
Yeah, so for sure.
But you're right with I Am Hollywood, man. If that scream and ending and breakdown at the end of that song doesn't give you goosebumps, then I don't know what you're hearing, man.
Yeah. That's so another thing that, well, just, you know, because we mentioned I Am Hollywood, you know, and I don't know if they do this so much anymore, but before they would stop before they finished it and they throw a song in between.
Yes.
I don't know if you've guys seen that before. There's videos of it, but they played Pantera on Broken in between.
Oh.
And Pantera is my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Aside from He's Legend, but yeah. And so, yeah, they did I Am Hollywood. They stopped it. They played on Broken, and then they finished it off. And I was like, this band's for me. That was the first time I saw them. So
I haven't had that experience. I had the I Am Hollywood stop for probably 35 seconds and then go right back into it. So you kind of get that, what is happening right
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's how they.
That's interesting. Cool, man.
That's how they closed the show that I just saw them at, was with I Am Hollywood, and it had that long pause. And then, I guess not after the pause, it was shortly before the pause, but as it's getting into the breakdown of the song, like literally the pit like instantly tripled in size. Like I was standing on the edge of the pit, not in it. And then in a moment I was in it simply because it just like, whoosh, you know, it just got so big all of a sudden. It was amazing. You know, just the visceral reaction that people have to that song.
Yeah. I mean, because you know what's coming. Like I said, you get that, like thinking about it right now, that pause just kind of gets you like, oh, you just want to be. Another person brought it up about, like, you bringing up the pit reminded me of this, but another person had said, it feels weird that whenever they go see them, it feels weird because of how good they are, that when he goes to see them, that they're like to 60 to 200 people crowds. You know what I mean? Like these small dive bar like places when they, as talented as they are, they should be playing like in the thousands venue. You know what I mean? So it almost feels like it's a band for the fans for what they're doing. But man, we have got to get them out there, man. We've got to pump them up and put the spotlight on them. That's what kind of what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, good on you, man. Just keep spreading the word and keep sharing the music. That's what I'm doing. So,
yeah, it's crazy because, yeah, you would think they should be so much bigger than they are. And, you know, not from like a pop perspective or whatever, but I mean heavy bands that sell lots of shows, right? Like Rob Zombie or Deftones or you know, bands like this that these guys play to tons of people. And I don't know, to me, He Is Legend is just right up there with those guys and should have the reach that those guys have, especially with how long they've been in the scene and like how every album they've put out has been a banger. You know, it's not like they had this like, and then for these like four albums, they were all just kind of duds, right? Like every one of them has been so good. It's just kind of a shame that they're so underknown. And it seemed to me like they were getting a lot of momentum behind White Bat. And so it's kind of like, it's sad. And I wonder how things would have panned out differently had COVID not shut down the touring on that album, because it just really seemed like they came back with Heavy Fruit and then they crowdfunded Few. And those albums were received well, like by the core fan base, but it seemed like White Bat was really like reaching out far beyond that. And just like they had wind in their sails.
Yeah, I agree. Right on, man. I think I read on Reddit somewhere a couple, like maybe 10 years ago, somebody said He Is Legend is our Led Zeppelin. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but as far as like their influence and what they're doing and how different they are compared to the time, they just feel like that band that should be fucking let's go, man. You know what I mean? They should be everywhere. But yeah, this has been a fun conversation. If you guys had any kind of closing comments, you want to talk about any other bands you like, man, I'm down for it.
Ben, what else are you into?
I mean, I'm a metal guy, but on the opposite side of that, I like some outlaw country and folk music. So, you know, so those are my things. Like I said, you know, Pantera, but on the opposite end, Charlie Parr, so someone like that. So,
how do you feel about the Pantera thing with Zach Wild and them?
I dig it. I think it's awesome. I think they're getting a lot of hate for it, but I think it's badass. Go for it.
Yeah, why not, man? Celebrate the songs.
Yeah.
Cool. How about you, Jerry? Into?
Man, some of everything. Like I grew up with parents that were a little bit older, so that had vinyl and had like And being in North Carolina, you know, also like Southern parents. So like, you know, I grew up listening to like Lynyrd Skynyrd on vinyl and Marshall Tucker Band and 38 Special. But then my dad also had like, I distinctly remember being a kid and spinning Zeppelin IV and Back in Black. And like my mom had Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. And so just a lot of this old stuff I got into like as a young kid. So like all kinds of classic stuff like that. But I mean, most recently, like what I've been on a kick for a while has been stuff like He Is Legend and Deftones and Under Oath, Dance Gavin Dance, just a lot of that sort of like a combo, you know, music that's got a combo between being super heavy and then super melodic, you know, that juxtaposition is just, I'm just a sucker for it.
I feel like that's a perfect way to wrap this up, because listening to your diverse, like what you're into diverse wise, maybe that's why we all love He Is Legend so much, because they're such a damn diverse band and they can do just about anything. And that's awesome, man. So if you guys have bands you come across that I need to check out and talk about on the show, man, shoot me a message. I've greatly appreciated talking to you guys, talking to everybody that's been on the show with me. It's been the absolute most fun. And you guys are the best, man. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. All right, that's a wrap for this week's episode. Special shout out to all of the people coming on and talking about this band with me. It was an absolute blast, and I hope to do stuff like this in the future. If you weren't able to join us, please throw in those comments down below what you love about the new album, what you love about the band that is He Is Legend. While you're here, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button as well. Come back, check out some more episodes of all the things that we have going on here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Speaking of He Is Legend, brand new album, Endless Hallways, out now everywhere. Get out there, buy it, buy some merch. And if you see this band is coming to a town near you, please go see them. They put on an absolutely killer rock show. My show, all the shows part of this network, appreciate you so much for coming and hanging out with us. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We have a Tee Public store with some awesome shirts on it. Check it out as well. But until next time, stay metal.
That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.